good enough and getting better. Welcome to the podcast where we can pursue personal growth, not because we have to in order to somehow be good enough, but because we know we already are good enough. We are each a unique and rare expression of human life with no duplicate. And from this foundation, we pursue personal growth because we know we can, and because we know we are capable of creating all kinds of different experiences in life. And we want to play with that capacity and expand our options. We make personal growth enjoyable and easy when we can approach it with joy and playful curiosity instead of lack and insecurity. So, stay tuned and join me on this journey to be more rooted in our true self-worth and more empowered in our growth process. We are good enough and we are getting even better. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host and hypnotist, Laura Lenore. It's February, a time when we usually think about love. And while having a partner to celebrate with can be wonderful, there is only one person you have a relationship with for your entire life, from your first to last moments, and that is yourself. So we're going to work on this extremely important relationship today in a similar way to how we might want to make any other relationship in our lives healthier and better. All relationships need work sometimes if they're going to stay healthy, and our relationship with ourselves is no different. So if you think of any other person you have a relationship with, you can probably think of things you like and appreciate about that person, and things you don't appreciate as much. Some of the things we appreciate are related to the way this person treats us. Some are more about who this person is. Maybe their sense of humor or interests or the charming way they sing to themselves while they do the dishes. The things that we don't appreciate about them as much can also fall into these categories as well, where perhaps something about how they treat you or speak to you is not exactly the way you'd like it. And alternately, they may have personality traits and characteristics that are not your favorite, even though they may not even be intrinsically wrong in any way. Like maybe your loved one has different taste in food, clothes, decor, sports teams, or whatever else is important to you. If we think about our relationship with ourselves, there are some similarities here. There are hopefully some things that you like about yourself that are related to who you are, to your personality, your way of being, your way of showing up in the world, interests, characteristics. Sometimes these things become easier to appreciate over time as well. For example, I used to hate the sound of my voice on recordings when I was younger, ironically, and now I'm using it for this podcast. I'm using my voice as a tool to help my hypnosis clients in one-on-one sessions, and I actually quite like my voice now. I can appreciate it now. So sometimes there is a process of coming to accept and even love our unique traits, even the ones that we maybe didn't used to like at all. And there are also aspects of ourselves that we appreciate that relate to our behavior, our habits, how we treat ourselves. Perhaps you give yourself a little extra time in the morning to drink your coffee and enter into your day gently, rather than sleeping in and rushing around frantically to find what you need to get going on time. There's a million small things we can do for ourselves, habits, actions that make things work better, that help ourselves feel better in our day-to-day life. I know I recently talked on the podcast about how I've been making time to walk in the woods a few times a week and how much that helps me to feel grounded, optimistic, think more clearly. My city just shut down for an ice storm about a week ago, and I went without my walk for a little over a week, and I really noticed the difference. So creating that habit and sticking with it is something I can really appreciate on an ongoing basis as a lovely thing I do for myself. On the flip side, there are probably qualities you don't appreciate about yourself as much, and things that you do, ways that you treat yourself, that you don't like as much. However, it's important to recognize that there's some room for growth and understanding here, as with any relationship. Let's say you're partner frustrates you to no end because they procrastinate on certain chores. Let's say they don't do the dishes until the sink is overflowing. So you just end up doing them before it gets to that point. You can have a conversation with your partner and learn that perhaps they experienced a lot of abuse around doing dishes when they were a kid, where their mom would just constantly pick apart their work and tell them what a bad job they were doing. And when you learn this, it might help you to feel more compassionate, and having that compassion and understanding will make it easier for your partner to create a plan with you to make the situation more equitable, right? It's this way with our own stuff as well. Sometimes we can get really mad at ourselves for doing something or not doing something, and then when we dig into what's behind it, we can have a little more compassion for that behavior. Often, when we're using hypnosis to access the origination event of a certain behavior or emotional response, even just accessing and rewriting that memory with our more mature adult wisdom and perspective is often enough to completely release that old pattern. So in this hypnosis track today, we're going to spend some time working on our relationship with ourselves in these four ways. We're going to increase our ability to notice the traits and qualities that we appreciate about ourselves. We're going to notice what we appreciate about our behavior and how we treat ourselves, our habits, and that sort of thing. And we're going to notice how we can reframe and find some understanding and perspective around the traits and qualities that we don't like so much about ourselves, and doing the same kind of understanding and perspective around the habits and actions that we don't like as well. Coming out the other side of this, I hope you have an increased appreciation, understanding, and compassion for yourself in all areas. We're all human. We all have things that we like about ourselves and things we don't like so much. And navigating our humanity with compassion and understanding, it just makes everything so much easier, just like it makes our relationship with other people easier. So if you're ready to get started, go ahead and settle into a comfy place, a good, comfortable chair, or you can lie down as long as you're not too tired. I personally find that chairs work better because I won't fall asleep, but do whatever works for you. Find a nice, quiet, private space to spend a little bit of time working on your relationship with yourself. Hypnosis is a normal, natural state where you're going to be awake and aware of what I'm saying. You're going to remember it as well as you would remember any normal conversation. And you're just going to allow yourself to go into a deeper, more relaxed state of internal focus in your mind, where you can actually have a greater level of control over those automatic thoughts that often run our lives, for better or worse. And so this just allows us to supercharge our ability to change and feel better, right? So if you're ready to make some positive changes today, set aside about 30 minutes, maybe a little longer, where you will be undisturbed, where you can safely close your eyes, settling into a comfy spot. And before you close your eyes, leave them open a little longer now. I want you to begin by just focusing your awareness on your breath, on the feeling, the sensation of breathing in and out. And you may notice that with each breath, you can allow your body to feel more deeply relaxed, as though you are breathing in relaxation and breathing out everything else. Just releasing and relaxing deeper and deeper with each breath in and out. And perhaps you can begin to notice that you can breathe that relaxation into a specific place in your body just by focusing on it. Just imagine, if you will, that you're breathing that relaxation into your eyelids and breathing in so much relaxation into your eyelids that they are beginning to feel more and more relaxed with each breath. and perhaps they are beginning to feel so relaxed that they feel heavy. Or perhaps this relaxed feeling is more like a soft, drooping feeling, where you may feel like you really want to allow your eyes to close, and in a moment we will. Though in the meantime, just continue to breathe in, deeply relaxed, all those tiny little muscles all around your eyes. You can breathe out any tension in those tiny little muscles, feeling your eyelids, your eyes becoming more and more deeply relaxed with each breath. That's right. You're doing great. Just continue to notice whatever ways your eyelids feel relaxed right now. And when you are ready to drop deeper into this hypnotic state, to make positive, powerful changes for yourself, then go ahead and allow those eyes to close down, feeling so much more relaxed as you continue to feel the effects of each breath in and out. And imagine bringing this same relaxation throughout more of your body right now, flowing from your eyelids, relaxing your forehead, your face, your jaw, flowing down, relaxing your shoulders, bringing this same totally relaxed feeling down into your arms and hands. Just noticing these sensations getting stronger as you breathe, relaxing deeper and deeper. Feel the relaxation moving down through your chest, torso, hips, relaxing deeper and deeper and down into your legs and feet, your whole body, feeling more deeply relaxed with each breath. And as you allow yourself to continue feeling this sense of relaxation growing throughout your body, getting deeper and deeper relaxed with each breath, I wonder exactly where you are able to feel most deeply relaxed right now. Just notice where in your body you really feel relaxed right now. And just allow yourself to focus on this growing sense of comfort and relaxation in more and more of your body, going deeper and deeper as you breathe in and out. And in this relaxed place, it's easy to use your imagination to experience new things in your mind, as though we are dreaming all of this right now. Imagining yourself finding a place in this hypnotic daydream, a very special building that holds clues and keys to who you are, to what is wonderful about you, and all the ways you are continuing to grow and change in positive and meaningful ways. And this building, it's like a museum in a way. And before we even step inside, you can know that there are all kinds of symbolic things here for us to learn from and experience, and it might be more like an art museum with paintings, photographs, or statues, and it might be more like a history museum with artifacts and historical models and explanatory plaques, or it might be more like the kind of museum that teaches you something about how certain things work. like industrial machinery or other kinds of objects and images inside. And this is a special museum just for you, so it might have a mix of all kinds of things, images and objects that are meaningful to you from your life and history. Some symbolic, some more literal, and your unconscious mind will know what each thing is. So it's okay to just relax and allow your deeper mind to make the changes that work best for you in your life, even if you have no conscious idea what these symbols are about. You can know that they are here because your unconscious mind has chosen them for a reason, for your reasons, for you to continue improving your relationship with yourself. Continue improving your self-esteem, your capacity for perspective and growth. And so as we prepare to step inside this special museum all about you, just allow yourself to experience whatever happens. There's no need to edit it or change it or even understand it. Just allow your unconscious mind to work for you and with you today, in helping you to be a healthier, happier person, to have a healthier relationship with yourself, more self-aware, with more self-worth, more connected to the resources you need to grow and learn, as we all do throughout our lives. And so approaching the door now, reaching out and stepping into a lobby space, entering your museum, you may notice your name featured boldly in some way. Maybe carved into the wall, maybe in mosaic floor tiles or even neon lights. Whatever way this comes to you is just right, as we all have our own different version of this museum. But we can all notice that there are four different galleries leading off from this lobby. And in a moment, we'll step into the first gallery. Though before we do, you can pick up a guidebook or a brochure, and this is going to help us along the way. And as you browse through the guidebook, you notice that you can expect this first room to be filled with things you can appreciate about yourself. Character traits, qualities, capacities, whatever ways of being you can fully appreciate about being you. These will be portrayed in this room in some way, and again, just allowing the symbols to show up. No need to know in advance what we will experience in this room here in just a moment. And before we step in, just notice that there is also a pair of special glasses that comes with the guidebook. And they have the word perspective written on the side. And you can tell from the guidebook that these will aid you in having a greater level of perspective on everything we experience in this museum today. So you can go ahead and put them on now. As we step through this first doorway, entering into the room of positive qualities now, just allow yourself to notice what is here, to soak in the general feeling of appreciation and celebration that permeates this room. Take your time. Move around this space in your mind. Notice what's here. Perhaps you can see it in your mind or imagine touching and feeling the objects, or perhaps you mainly hear yourself narrating in your mind whatever it is that you are noticing here. However you experience this place and this museum is fine. Just take a little time now to take it all in, knowing that your unconscious mind can give you as much or little information as you need to make deep changes in allowing yourself to appreciate your positive qualities. to notice more and more of your traits that you can like and enjoy about yourself. So now just allow your deepest mind to take in what you need to learn here in order to feel really good about the many things about you that are wonderful, lovely, and worthy of appreciation. Just notice whatever comes into your mind, allowing it to be some reminder, consciously or unconsciously, that there are so many wonderful things about you to appreciate, to respect, to notice. Just taking in all these things here in the room as a whole, feeling the sense of appreciation, feeling good about these qualities that are part of you. And as you experience this room, perhaps there's one thing in particular in this room that is drawing your attention right now. And if you play this recording multiple times, it can be something different each time. Just allow yourself to notice the thing you are most aware of here in the room right now. And perhaps this is something you can immediately understand what it represents, or perhaps it's more abstract and in the way of symbols you experience when you're dreaming. You can allow your unconscious mind to give you clues about what this object says about you, about your ability to appreciate yourself more. And you can even just allow this feeling to be unconscious. If you have no idea what it represents, that's okay too. Just take a moment to feel the sense of appreciation for yourself, in the same way you might feel it for someone you really admire. Notice that you can allow yourself to feel this same appreciation towards yourself right now, for this one area. And also knowing that your unconscious mind can spread this feeling out to the rest of the things in this room worthy of appreciating about yourself, so you can begin to find more and more positive thoughts, awareness of the things you can truly and deeply appreciate about yourself. These traits and qualities that you can genuinely enjoy about yourself in an open and appreciative and loving way. A way that requires no comparison. Knowing that a thing can be wonderful about you while someone who is different in this area can be wonderful in their own way too. And just allow this sense of appreciation to grow right now. Feel this in your body. Perhaps it feels like a warmth in your chest, or a softness in your shoulders, like a smile, like a happy buzz in your head, or something else. Just notice this feeling of appreciation. This feeling is yours. This is a part of who you are, and you can carry this feeling from you into this room, into the rest of this museum, and into the rest of your life as well, experiencing greater and greater levels of appreciation for who you are, for what you bring to your relationships, your work, your community, noticing that this appreciation can continue to grow and mature. So in time, it's no longer a question of whether or how you're able to appreciate yourself. It becomes a foundation for how you live and work and connect with others. As easily accessed as the air we breathe in out. And allowing this to grow stronger day by day, knowing our worth more and more, and this allows us to be more realistic about our shortcomings as well. Knowing that there is more to us than our flaws or our areas of growth, so carrying this feeling of appreciation with us now, preparing us to walk into the next room in this museum where we explore the traits and qualities where perhaps we've wished that we could change. These things about who we are, maybe these are physical traits, personality characteristics, and some of these things we can change to some degree, and some of them we can't, like our height or where we were born. And whichever things will come up for you once we enter the next room, we can continue using the special pair of glasses that allows us to perceive things with greater perspective and step through the door into the room of traits you have not loved quite so much about yourself. And surprisingly, the first thing you notice is an image on the wall of all the people, from the very first folks you knew as a young child to the present day, all of the people you have appreciated in some way, perhaps as friends, as teachers, family members, coworkers, acquaintances, anyone you've ever liked in some way. And with these perspective glasses on, you can notice that all these people are different in many ways. They are different heights and sizes, weight, hair color, different shaped noses, faces, different skin tones. Some are loud and some are quiet. Some are more intellectual or more athletic. And they all have different kinds of interests and personality traits. And yet each and every one of them has something likable about them to you. And as you allow yourself to understand, and as you allow yourself to understand deep down that there is no one ideal way to be human, no one ideal way to look or be, among all this variety of the people who you can appreciate, you can see yourself beginning to appear in this image, appearing among all the others here with your unique appearance, your unique qualities, and the whole group in this image seems to be saying to you here in this room, it's okay to be ourselves. It's wonderful to be ourselves. You get to be yourself, and it's a wonderful thing to be. And as you step away from the image of all these people, you can become aware of a light switch, the dimmer type, that allows you to reach out and bring more light and illumination to this room. As you bring those lights up, brighter than they were before, just give yourself a moment to notice all the various things around us in this room of the museum of you, the things that represent those things you felt less than positive about in the past. And through these glasses, you can begin to understand them in different ways. Have different perspectives on each of these things. Just like the other room, there will be items, objects, images here that perhaps you already know what they represent. Or perhaps you don't. Either way, allow yourself to take a moment to take in what's here. And notice that even among this room of things that represent the things you have previously been unable to appreciate, you can still feel the same feeling of appreciation that you've brought in from the previous room. Feel this sense of perspective permeating everything you're observing and experiencing in this room. Just taking that in, taking in this awareness that each and everything that's here, there's a history, there's a story, there's a reason why you have this characteristic or trait. And so it brings understanding and perspective. And whether you know what these objects and images are about, you can allow your unconscious mind to make the changes needed here for you to have this greater perspective on all your traits and qualities. Understanding the areas where you are able to grow and learn and improve more and more in a positive direction day by day. Feeling empowered to tap into your powerful capacity for change. This neuroplasticity that we all have that allows us to grow and learn new things and experience new perspectives and let go of the things from the past that no longer serve us. So allow yourself to notice something here in this room that you are ready to change. Just pay attention to the first item that draws your attention and ask your unconscious to show you what you can do to transform this item right now. Perhaps it's an object that needs to be cleaned, polished, transformed into something entirely different, or even dissolved into dust. Or perhaps you realize it's already wonderful, just the way it is, and it just needs some appreciation. Just notice and go with whatever feels right to you here, even if you have no idea what your unconscious mind is symbolizing with the object or the process. Just go ahead and take care of that transformation, whatever is needed, knowing here in your imagination you can do whatever needs to be done. And now, hopefully you have completed that. If not, feel free to finish this up as we continue on, or pause the recording if you need to. And you know you can revisit this room, revisit this recording, and repeat this process as needed for whatever items here in the room require a little attention. Though you will also know that your perspective on all of this is already beginning to change. You may notice more day by day that things which used to cause negative feelings are already feeling more and more neutral each and every day, or perhaps even begin to feel positive, like the experience I described of growing to appreciate the sound of my own voice. And I don't know if these changes will happen in quick, obvious ways for you, or if you will just gradually notice more and more of these shifts in perspective. You can just allow this process to integrate deeply now as you carry these changes forward, as we prepare to enter the next room, which is also full of objects and images representing things we have viewed as less than positive. Though this next room is more about actions and habits, the things we do, the ways that we treat ourselves, and we can continue to wear these glasses of greater perspective a while longer, allowing your unconscious mind to help you understand your habits and actions on a deeper level. The ways in which these things formed for a reason, perhaps as a coping strategy or a way of meeting our needs that developed before we knew there might be better ways to meet our needs. And so we can understand that our so-called worst habits don't define our worth. And before we move forward into the next room, we can consult our guidebook and notice there is an interesting picture on the map of this next room, and it's actually an image of yourself as a newborn child, before you really knew how to do anything, really even your basic biological processes were still a work in progress, learning to eat and sleep and control the movements of your muscles. And in the brochure, it states this: we continually learn and grow. This infant child is loved and valued just for being, not based on skills or behavior, and that inherent value in your being is something you can never outgrow. Your worth is not determined by having room to grow, as there is always room to grow for each and every one of us. As you allow yourself to observe your infant self in the brochure, taking in this message, which is true, isn't it? We each have room to grow in many ways throughout our lifetime. So it's a funny way to think when people decide that they won't be able to like themselves until there's nothing left to improve. They would clearly never achieve that outcome. So as you allow yourself to consider this photo and this message, you can prepare to enter this next room with a sense of perspective about your ability to change more easily when you allow your unconscious mind to update old assumptions and understandings that created these old habits and actions in the first place. And perhaps this greater level of perspective and understanding also allows you to see some of your actions in a more positive light as well. Especially actions and habits that cause no harm in any way, but perhaps we've decided along the way because of something someone said, something we heard, that this was bad. And as we know, there are many opinions about everything. And perhaps these things can begin to feel different as we release the limitations and thinking that we've gathered from others. So as we step into this next room, go ahead and take in the objects around you here, representing your actions and habits that you have wanted to change. And let's turn up the dimmer switch in here too, so we can fully illuminate this room and really clearly see and understand more about all that we can learn and understand about our habits and actions. And perhaps some of the objects and images representing habits and actions here in this room are covered in the dust and grime of old perspective, of old ways of understanding. And if that's the case, if you notice some of that kind of dusty, grimy appearance on the objects here in the room, you might find a duster or a dust rag or whatever tool you prefer to use for this sort of thing right here, conveniently placed. And as we move around this room, noticing the objects and images that need to be cleaned and cleared, to fully allow your present-day wisdom and perspective in, to allow them to transform in whatever ways serve you best moving forward, and not just in the ways that served you in the past. And like the previous rooms, there may be things here that you know what they represent. And likely there are many things that only your unconscious mind knows. And that's okay. Just move through clearing the dust and grime from old, outdated perspectives anywhere you find it, allowing yourself to release those things that no longer serve you and make the changes you need to make at the deepest levels to shift your habits and perceptions in ways that serve you better, that help you feel more connected to your sense of self in a positive way, more connected to your sense of purpose, of well-being. So just continue to dust away the old stuff, bringing a shiny new polish, a shiny new outlook to the objects here in this room. Just taking it in, maybe even enjoying the process of transforming the look of this gallery so quickly and easily, just moving through all of the dust and grime, coming away. And like the previous room, we can also notice if there might be one particular thing here in the room that's drawing your attention in some way. Something that wants some extra attention right now. Perhaps it's something we can just clean off and appreciate it just the way it is, or perhaps it's something that wants to be repaired, polished, or transformed completely into something else. Just notice whatever idea comes into your mind about what needs to happen with this object, with this image, and just go with that. You have the power to do whatever you need to do here in your imagination right now. So now, as you've made some changes to this room, you've done some cleaning up and perhaps some other changes as well, we can consult the guidebook about the next room that we're about to enter, and this one will have images and objects that all represent the habits and actions, the things you are already doing that you can appreciate and enjoy about yourself, about your life. And some of these things you may already consciously recognize as something to appreciate, and some of them may be things you do so naturally and easily that you've taken them for granted, even as they continually make your life better in some way. And as with all the other rooms, you may know what these objects, images represent or not, and either way, your unconscious mind is able to allow you to take it all in at a deeper level so that you are more and more easily able to appreciate these habits and behaviors in your day-to-day life, more and more able to see the ways in which you can really notice the progress you've made already in learning and growing and improving various aspects of your life. So go ahead, stepping into this last gallery, allowing yourself to become aware of the items here around you, feeling this sense of appreciation, of awareness, of all of the many things that are here to appreciate about your habits and actions. And just allow yourself to take a moment to observe, to feel this sense of appreciation in your body. Again, however that feels, a lightness, a heaviness, a warmth, a softness. Feel this sense of appreciation in your body for all you are already doing to take care of yourself, to make sure your needs are met, and to continue creating a better experience for yourself in your life as you move forward. Just observing these objects, taking in the overall sense of appreciation in this room, of celebration in this room, noticing how much is here that you are already doing, that is helping you, that's serving you, that's moving you forward. And again, as in previous rooms, there may be something here which speaks to you specifically, which draws your attention as something that deserves special notice, something to really appreciate and really notice about what you're doing already. Your habits and actions. And if that's the case, take a moment to appreciate that right now. really allow yourself to feel this sense of appreciation, of gratitude for yourself, for creating this habit, for doing this thing, whatever it is that this object represents, whether you know consciously what it is or not. Just taking it in, feeling a deeper sense of appreciation in your body, and allowing this greater level of appreciation, this feeling, again, to spread out and encompass more and more of the objects in this room. Maybe even all of the things in the room, knowing there is so much good about who you are and what you do and how you are growing and learning all the time and becoming a better and better version of yourself as you allow yourself to really know that it is wonderful to take good care of yourself. It is wonderful to really love and appreciate yourself. And that actually really helps you to show love and care and concern towards others in an even deeper and richer way. Knowing that each and every person out there has a similar museum, full of all the things they can appreciate about what they do and who they are, as well as the things we are learning to like and appreciate and improve as needed. So carrying this awareness of all there is to appreciate about you, who you are, what you do, and how you are growing and learning, you can carry all this awareness with you back into the museum lobby, carrying this feeling of appreciation in your body, knowing that your visit today has allowed you to strengthen your relationship with yourself in some important ways. That this visit has helped you to be able to keep things in perspective more easily, becoming more and more able to learn from the past and put it behind you as you move forward, feeling more and more resourceful and connected to your own sense of worth and capacity and curiosity and ability to learn and grow. And to commemorate the time that you've had here today, we can stop by a display of postcards next to the door and just allow yourself to select one or two, a few that speak to you. Something you've learned, something where you are continuing to allow your appreciation and perspective to continue growing. And carrying this memento as you fully integrate and install all the empowering and positive changes and shifts in perspective that you have made here today, you can prepare yourself to step forward out of the museum and back to your daily life, where you can begin noticing more and more of the ways you are able to appreciate yourself, to respect yourself, to have perspective on your areas of growth and take better care of yourself in many wonderful ways. And when you are ready to come back, step out through the museum doors into full waking awareness, begin moving your fingers and toes, coming back into this present moment, feeling more and more wide awake and alert, coming back fully now to waking awareness. Open your eyes, feeling wide awake now. I hope you enjoyed our trip to the museum today. Feel free to return as often as you'd like and notice the ways in which the different galleries and exhibits will change over time. I intentionally left a lot of the details here really vague because I'm talking to many of you at once, and I want this to work at a deeper level for everyone who listens to this. But you can also set an intention before going into a process like this to allow your unconscious mind to use this to work on a very specific area of your life where you would appreciate a more positive perspective. And of course, working one-on-one with me allows us to fully form the details of a session to exactly the issues that you want to work on. So that's always an option as well. You can schedule a free phone consultation at lenorehypnosis.com, and you can also sign up for my newsletter there to hear about group programs and that sort of thing that will make this process more personalized while also being more affordable You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook as Lenore Hypnosis, where this month I've been sharing 14 days of self-love Valentines. So join me there. And of course, I appreciate it so much when you rate and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening and share it with friends. Share the love, literally. The self-love. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you continue to feel more and more positive feelings about yourself, about who you are. There is nobody in all of history just like you. And there is a lot to appreciate just in that fact alone. So hopefully you will join me again next time. Until then, bye for now.